kind enough to join me this morning is my good friend, Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science at the University of Akron. David, here we go into Iran with these missile strikes. First of all, your observation, certainly on President Trump giving the go-ahead.
Yeah, I mean, another week, another war. It's kind of crazy, Ray. The administration decided to launch this war against Iran without coming to Congress and making the case. They haven't come to the American people and made the case. They certainly didn't go to the UN and make the case for any kind of imminent threat posed by the Iranian regime. In 2003, I've seen a lot of comparisons to the Iraq War. But back then, at least the Bush administration, got approval for military action in Congress. They made the case for a few months in front of the American people, and the American people supported the Iraq War. A majority did, before the invasion in March of 2003. They went to the United Nations and made the case. Now, it turns out, that a lot of the intelligence that they cited about Iraq building nuclear weapons was just a lie. So it was a fraudulent case, but at least there was an attempt to get some support. That isn't the case in this situation. The Trump administration has not shown any kind of evidence that Iran was even close to building a nuclear weapon or weapons of mass destruction. And in this case, Iran is a much bigger country than Iraq, a much more sophisticated country. And our initial strikes assassinated the Iranian leader, and it's going to get extremely messy, and Iran is going to just attack numerous sites around the world. They're going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz, which is going to result in very, very significant increases in energy prices. President Trump at the State of the Union address, one of the few things he could brag about in terms of the economy were gasoline prices. Well, you can expect those gasoline prices to rise sharply over the next several weeks, and futures of oil and barrels of oil have already jumped up. Home heating prices, natural gas. 20% of the world's energy goes through that strait, and it's going to be very chaotic over the next several months, potentially even years, as a result of this action that the administration doesn't even have support from the American public. If you look at polling, 20 to 25% of the American public supports this action. That's an absurdly low number of people.
With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science. And David, this country is set up with a series of checks and balances. And like you said, this is a mess right now, not getting the approval. What now happens, if anything? It's too late to turn back, correct?
The United States assassinated another country's leader.
Yeah.
This war is happening, and it's completely a war of choice. It's a war of aggression by the United States against Iran. Was the Ayatollah Khomeini, was he a good guy? Most all people believe no. In fact, the Iranian people, were under, this guy's cruel leadership, but that does not justify, in the eyes of the world, assassinating another country's leader, especially a country as big and sophisticated and advanced as Iran. And so this war is happening, and I know the administration isn't using the term war. The United States just killed their leader. We're in a state of war, whether or not Congress or the president declare it or not. And so the genie's out of the bottle. Congress is I'm sure, going to try and put some maybe limits on this, maybe limits in terms of ground troops. But we've already seen American casualties. And as the president said last night, he said that's just the way it is. And so I suppose what he was saying is expect many, many, many more American casualties, not only military casualties, but civilian casualties too, as Iran is, going to be striking back.
David, there's been some question on the intelligence that President Trump received pertaining to the missiles, pertaining to the weapons available that Iran had. What have you heard on that side?
It's unclear. It's unclear, and the administration has never again used any of that evidence to make the case that a kind of preemptive or preventive war was justified. So, and it's really hard to take this president at his word, or any of the people in his administration at their word, because, frankly, over the last year, and also going back into the first term of the Trump administration, this is an administration that lies at will. And so it's very hard to kind of sort out what exactly is true and what isn't true. One of the things that we know, though, from the strike from a couple of days ago, I mean, you had some obviously, terrible things happen, such as, the girls' school that was bombed that resulted in, over 100 deaths, most of whom were little girls that were attending school. And I've read reports where a lot of that was based on AI assessments in terms of targeting that place.
Dr. David Cohen with us, University of Akron professor of political science. So now we get into a week coming out of the weekend. There's going to be major meetings around the globe, right, David? What do you think about NATO and the EU? How are they looking at this?
Yeah, I mean, some countries in some NATO countries like Canada have come out in support of the United States, but I think it's probably going to split the NATO alliance and the UN and other international organizations. Because on the one hand, you have a NATO country at war, but on the other hand, again, this was a war that was started by that NATO country. And also, obviously, in partnership with Israel. You have not, until this administration, you have not had Israel and the United States, overtly attacking other countries in the region. You might recall during the Persian Gulf War, First President Bush asked Israel not to retaliate during that war and to stand down. With the invasion of Iraq in 2003, the Israelis were not involved. In this instance, the Israelis were not only involved, they were involved in the planning. And apparently so were the Saudis. So, and the Saudis and Iran have been, mortal enemies for decades. So this helps Saudi Arabia in the long run. So, it's going to really test those international relationships and those military relationships that we have.
David, thank you so much. Great insight this morning, my friend. Appreciate you making time for me this morning.
Thank you, Ray. Take care.